Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Emma and Louie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland authorities are chasing up over $3 million worth of COVID-related fines and penalties years after most restrictions were lifted. During the pandemic, thousands of fines were issued for breaking COVID-19 directions, including border restrictions and mask mandates. Since 2020, more than $7.5 million of fines were referred to the State Penalties Enforcement Registry. While more than half of this debt has been paid, the SPER has recorded $3.6 million in unpaid debt, with a spokesperson claiming the best thing for individuals or organisations to do is pay up before enforcement action is taken.
Liberal State MP Ross Bates has demanded $5,000 and an apology from Labor Minister Shannon Fentiman after Bates shouted, quote, cross your legs, while Fentiman was speaking in Queensland Parliament. Bates claims the comment was taken out of context and has demanded an apology from Fentiman as well as legal costs. Bates has also demanded that, since making the comment last week, she has been a victim to, quote, vile messages and threats of violence on my phone, my email, my social media and to my office. Bates has not ruled out defamation proceedings. Premier Stephen Miles has labelled the request as, quote, cynical, stating that, quote, this whole thing has gotten bizarre. Bates' comments have been referred to the Ethics Committee.
In national news, Coalition Senator Jane Hume has refused to apologise for, quote, wasting time after asking more than 13,000 questions on notice to the government in the last 2 years. Senators may ask questions on notice during the Senate estimates process, which are typically answered within the month. Since May 2022, over 36,000 questions have been asked, a third of which came from Hume. Finance Minister Katie Gallagher has claimed that the Coalition's use of questions, quote, diminishes the capacity for us to respond in substance to legitimate questions asked by other parties and independents.
Nine's newly appointed news boss has claimed that the organisation had a culture of power games and mistrust under its previous news chief. News and Current Affairs Chief Fiona Deer has stated that she knows what it's like to encounter any inappropriate behaviour in the workplace and has vowed that the power games will stop immediately. This comes after Nine's previous news chief of 13 years, Darren Wick, was accused of sexual harassment, workplace bullying and other inappropriate behaviour. Three women have alleged that Wick groped them in front of other colleagues, while other journalists have claimed his management style undermined people and pitted them against each other. Nine's chief executive, Mike Sneesby, has promised to investigate the behaviour and power concentrations within the newsroom, but some staff have claimed they lack faith that their complaints will be handled effectively.
In international news, the Papua New Guinean National Disaster Centre has claimed that more than 2,000 people were buried alive in a massive landslide last Friday, putting possible deaths at more than 670. The landslide, which occurred in a remote region in the Enga province, buried more than 150 houses in the early hours of the morning. So far, only 5 bodies have been recovered. Sirhan Akhtarprak, the chief of the UN Migration Agency's mission in PNG, has said at this point the chances are very slim that anyone can be removed from the rubble alive. Rain, unstable ground and flowing water has hampered rescue efforts, which are still continuing. The Australian government announced last night that it will give $2.5 million to the PNG government for recovery efforts.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers in the late morning and afternoon. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.